بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: كان تحتي امرأة وكنت أحبها، وكان عمر يكرهها، فقال لي طلقها، فأبيت. فأتى عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم طلقها. رواه أبو داود والترمذي، وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I was married to a woman whom I loved, but my father Umar radiallahu ta'ala disliked her. So he said to me, divorce her. But I refused. So my father went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam what had transpired. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then advised me and he said to me, divorce her. We should understand this hadith and this incident. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala had this ardent love for this wife of his. Umar radiallahu ta'ala disliked her, and his dislike for her, for this daughter-in-law of his, was based purely on deeni reasons. We should understand that Umar radiallahu ta'ala had a very great foresight. There were numerous occasions that are mentioned where Umar radiallahu ta'ala expressed a certain opinion, and exactly the opinion that he had given in the mashwara to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down revelations that was in accordance to what the opinion of Umar radiallahu ta'ala was. Umar radiallahu ta'ala had great foresight, so he understood the nature of people. He understood that this particular woman is going to be detrimental for the iman and the spiritual life of my son. And therefore, he disapproved of this marriage being continued, and he advised his son to divorce his wife. So based purely on religious grounds, where Umar radiallahu anhu feared that his son Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu will be affected by this woman as far as his deen and iman is concerned. And because the son refused, and Umar radiallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who heard the entire incident, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then approved of the assessment of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. Therefore, it was a command to Abdullah bin Umar to divorce his wife. Now, jurists and fuqaha explain, especially in the Hanafi madhab, that it is not compulsory for the son to accept this command of his father if the father instructs his son to divorce his wife, because every father is not religious. We have different types of parents. Sometimes and many times the reason that the father is giving is not based on purely religious reasons, that the man's iman is going to go away, or there will be nuqsan and harm to his spiritual life. Many times it's based because he married a woman, maybe from another type of class, another ethnic group. These are not shari'i reasons. Yes, what is important is that prior to the nikah in our days, prior to the nikah, it is very important that the children get the complete blessings of their parents. Parents have experience, they know what is best for their children, and many times you find that the child is adamant, he does not take the du'as of his mother and his father, and he still gets married to a woman that he fell in love with. So the nikah takes place, many times the parents are not even present there. There is bitterness from the beginning, and many times we find that this nikah does not last long. Therefore, it is imperative, what we should be doing is before the nikah, the child should tell his parents that this is a particular woman I want to marry, get the full blessings of his parents, and inshallah then he will see barakah. However, in this particular incident and the next incident that follow also, wherein the command is given to give talaq, then the fuqaha, the ahnaf say, it is mustahab in that case where the father is commanding the child to divorce his wife, and of course there again, if it is based on religious reasons, then it is not compulsory, but it is mustahab. And it is no fear that by giving divorce to this particular woman, later on he'll go and make zina with her. So we should bear this in mind. And this particular incident was particular to Umar radiallahu anhu's foresight, he saw that there will be harm regarding his son keeping this marriage with this woman, and therefore he told her to divorce her. وعن أبي الدرداء رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أتاه قال إن لي امرأة وإني أمي تأمرني بطلاقها. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, another very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is narrated from him that a man came to him, and this man tells him, this youngster tells him, that my mother has commanded me to divorce my wife. فقال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الوالد أوسط أبواب الجنة فإن شئت فأضع ذلك الباب أو احفظه. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. This man comes to Abu Darda and he says that my mother is commanding me to divorce my wife. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu heard the whole situation, and then he advised him, listen, your parents are the middle door of Jannat, or the best of doors of Jannat. If you wish, you may destroy that door by just being disobedient to them, or if you wish, you be obedient to them and safeguard that door. So Abu Darda radiallahu anhu advised him in this case that this is the hadith he told him. See, if you are going to be obedient and listen to your parents, then your door to Jannat is preserved. Otherwise, you are going to be destroying the door. So here again, if it is based purely on religious reasons and genuinely there is going to be harm that the person can leave Islam, or his iman is going to be suffering and he's not going to be pardoned for his salat and zakat and things like that, if the woman is going to take him far away from deen, then in that case, the person is advised that, listen here, in this case you divorce your wife. However, we should try our level best to make sure that our marriages are maintained and there is peace and harmony and we bring deen in our lives. That is why with the ulama, when they explain the term of nikah, they bring Allah in our lives. Husband and wife both must follow the deen of Allah, follow the shariat of Allah, bring the sunnah in our lives, then we'll find peace and harmony. And therefore again, we'll explain so we don't confuse this whole masala, that before nikah, we should find the right match, the right spouse, and get the blessings of the parents. Inshallah, there will be barakah in that. The youngsters should try and avoid getting married without the blessings of the parents, because it will only bring no barakah in their life. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الخالة بمنزلة الأم. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. The Rasulullah said, your mother's sister, your khala, in Arabic also, al-khalatu. Your khala has the status or the rank of your mother. In other words, just as a mother shows love to her own child, the mother's sister also shows love to her nephew, to her niece. Sisters, they have that bond. So the sister's children also are very dear and close to the auntie, to the khala. And there was an incident where the daughter of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, Hamza radiallahu had passed on. She had nobody to go to. When Rasulullah came for the farewell pilgrimage, then she runs to the Qadha, Umratul Qadha, that was in 7th Hijri. Then she ran to Rasulullah, ya Ammi, oh my uncle, take me with you. And then Rasulullah saw, and the Sahaba, Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu runs forward, Ja'far radiallahu runs forward, and Ali radiallahu all run forward to take care of this child. Rasulullah then gives the verdict to the one who was married to the mother's sister of this girl, to the khala of this girl. And Rasulullah said, Al-khalatu bi manzilatil ummi. That just as the mother would have taken care of this child, her khala will also take care of this child. And then Rasulullah gave it to that particular family to look after. وفي الباب أحاديث كثيرة في الصحيح مشهورة منها حديث أصحاب الغار وحديث جريج وقد سبق. And Allama Nawawi says that we did the story of the cave in which that person with the three people were trapped, and one of them said, oh Allah, I have old parents and every night I feed them that milk. You will remember we did this hadith. So in that hadith, respect and obedience and care for parents were shown, and how Allah Ta'ala then let them or release them from the cave. Then hadith ashab hadith of Juraj, we did the story of Juraj where he was performing salah and his mother called him 3 times, 3 days, and he did not listen, and the entire incident would happen. Wa ahadithu mashura fi sahih, she said many ahadith, hadaftuha ikhtisaran, Al-Manawi says that I did not mention the entire, just to be brief. Wa min ahammi ahadithu Amr ibn Abasa al-Tawir al-Mashhur على جمل كثيرة من قواعد الإسلام وآدابه وسأذكره بتمامه إن شاء الله تعالى في باب رجاء. See, another hadith will come in another chapter of hope. And in this qala fihi, in this hadith, he mentioned this particular point that is referring to our topic of discussion about joining family ties. He said, دَخَلْتُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِمَكَّةِ, I came to Rasulullah in Makkah, يعني في أول النبوة, right in the beginning of prophethood, فَقُلْتُ لَهُ مَا أَنْتَ, I said, what are you all about? What is your mission? Who are you? قَالَ نَبِيٌ, Nabi Kareem said, I am a Nabi. فَقُلْتُ وَمَا نَبِي, he said, what is a Nabi? قَالَ أَرْسَلَنِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah sent me as his messenger. فَقُلْتُ بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ أَرْسَلَكَ, with what Allah has sent you? What is your mission? What is your, what are you teaching? What are you preaching? قَالَ أَرْسَلَنِي بِسِلَةِ الْأَرْحَامِ وَكَسْرِ الْأَوْثَانِ وَأَن يُوَحَّدَ اللَّهُ لَا يُشْرَكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. So he said, Allah has sent me that we must join ties with our family relationship and with our families. وَكَسْرِ الْأَوْثَانِ, and the breaking of idols, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be worshipped alone. Tawheed. Allah has got no partners, so we must believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَكْرَ تَمَامُ الْحَدِيثِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَمْ. And then he mentioned the entire hadith. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ.